Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Republic of Korea warmly welcomes the delegation of Solomon Islands and appreciates its comprehensive presentation. We commend the overall significant progress that has been achieved in the promotion and protection of human rights since its first UPR review, in spite of difficult challenges. In particular, we note with appreciation the ratification of a number of fundamental ILO conventions, the extension of a standing invitation to the mandate holders of all special procedures of the Human Rights Council, as well as the adoption of the Family Protection Act of 2014, which criminalized domestic violence in all of its forms and sought to protect victims. In the hope that Solomon Islands will continue to build upon these achievements, my delegation would like to offer the following four recommendations. First, to consider ratifying the ICCPR, the CRPD, as well as the Convention Against Torture. Second, to strengthen the SafeNet referral network system for women who are victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse, and consider establishing in all provinces shelters accessible to all women, including those with disabilities. Third, to step up efforts to ensure that primary education should be compulsory as well as free of charge, and improve the capacity of all educational institutions, importantly through the increase of budget allocations towards education. Fourth, to take effective measures to increase women's participation in public and political life as well as the labor market, in particular considering temporary special measures such as statutory quotas or incentives. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.